Welcome to Captivate Insider, brought to you by Rebel Base Media, the creators of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host. I'm your host, Mark Asquith, flying solo on this first ever episode. You can expect to hear myself, sometimes Kieran flying solo, sometimes we'll be together, sometimes we will have guests. We're going to be featuring news, release roundups, and behind-the-scenes insights into the creation, evolution, and development of the Captivate.fm podcast hosting, analytics, and marketing platform here at Rebel Base Media. But we're also going to be diving into the future of the industry, certain news roundups from within the industry, and generally our thoughts on the behind-the-scenes of podcasting. Now, today, I'm going to introduce you to the show nice and easily. I'm going to give you a very quick update that just excites me so much. We've put a couple of updates out this week because remember, Captivate Insider is intended as much for the public as it is for you, the Captivate.fm podcaster. It's our way of communicating and connecting directly with you, with Cody and with Nate and with Amy and with Brian and with all of the other amazing podcasters that have joined us over at Captivate.fm. So I'm going to talk you through this week. We've actually put a couple of big releases out. What we did was we settled into our release schedule. So every single Tuesday, we're going to be pushing out some hot fixes, going to be pushing out some little features. And then also, of course, we're going to be just pushing out big features on an ad hoc, highly planned basis from our roadmap. So every Tuesday, you can expect a brand new episode, but you can also expect a brand new set of releases. So I'm going to talk you through what we've released this week on the 24th of September 2019, and I'm going to talk to you about a little release that we're going to be putting out on Friday this week, a little surprise announcement, which is actually not that little. So, as always, we've worked very, very hard to listen to what you'd love to see in Captivate and have put together the latest release today, Tuesday, the 24th of September. Now, you can check out, as ever, check out all the release notes over on our changelog. If you are a Captivate user, you'll see a link at the bottom of your dashboard to the changelog, which is where we round these up. And if you're not a Captivate.fm user, first of all, you should be starting on Captivate. Check out your 7-day free trial at Captivate.fm. But if you scroll down to the footer, you're also going to see there the changelog as well. So what did we do this week? Well, we added third-party podcast tracking codes, where we added support for custom tracking codes provided by our friends Dave and so on at Chartable and, of course, the guys at PodTrack. Now, honestly, Captivate's analytics are absolutely wonderful. They're fantastic, and it is something that I'm going to talk about a little bit more later. But we understand that you might want to just use a third-party tracking tool as well. That's cool. That's all fine. We make it very, very easy to do that right now. So you can go to your show settings and you can update your third-party tracking code right now. You can also, whilst you're in there, a great shout-out from our friend Cody, who recommended that we look at adding custom copyright statements per show because we work with a lot of podcast networks and a lot of podcast agencies. So we've built in the ability to override the default copyright statement that we create for you as part of Captivate. So you can go into your show settings now. And again, thank you, Cody, for this. You can now override the default copyright statement on each podcast that you run. We've also been working with our amazing friends over at Podchaser. Cole and his team at Podchaser are doing wonderful work, and we've made it even easier to showcase your podcast's Podchaser rating on your inbuilt Captivate website. Just go and turn that on within your Captivate website settings, and your Podchaser rating will be directly shown. All right, if you need to go and claim your Podchaser profile, you can do that in the distribution section. So thanks to Cole and his team over at Podchaser for making that very, very easy. What we've also done is we've made it easier to add team members to brand new shows directly from their profile. It's now even easier to add those team members that they don't, or to podcasts that they don't already have access to, which is wonderful. And we've also done something that my great friend Amy Woods from Content 10X suggested. Amy runs an agency and works with multiple podcasters. So Amy recommended that we add something that allows you to skip uploading the podcast cover art when you are setting up a new show, because you might want to come back and do that later as an agency or as a podcaster. Now, we've done that, but what we've also done is we've built in some checks. Captivate is very, very intelligent as a platform. We don't just leave you in the wilderness. So we're going to keep tabs on when you skip your podcast cover art upload, and we're not going to let you submit to any directories by mistake without uploading a specific cover art later. So you can't submit. You see this sometimes with PowerPress and a few other places. People are in iTunes and Apple Podcasts with the default PowerPress cover art template, which no one wants to see, all right? So we've built Captivate to be very intelligent. Captivate will not let you submit to anything via the distribution section without uploading a custom cover art. And we're just going to help you to save those embarrassing moments. So that's nice and easy. So thank you, Amy Woods, for that one. Speaking of cover art, we've actually built some intelligent cover art uploads as well. So we've made it so that Captivate will now intelligently check that your cover art is the right file size, the right dimensions, and the right color space. Now, this is following Apple's guidelines so that you don't get that dreaded rejection from Apple when you submit. It's nice and easy, and Captivate is going to tell you specifically what's wrong with your cover art if you are uploading something that's perhaps too big or in the wrong color space. We've also added M4A audio file support thanks to one of our advisors, Mr. James Cridlin from Pod News. You can now upload M4A files to your podcast episodes, and we won't convert them. Although, just a little shout out that Spotify does only support MP3 files, so I would highly recommend that you do only work with MP3 files, in my opinion. We've also had a couple of updates across the board to the platform backend, some little updates. So we've made it so that you've now got the option to remove all of your hero text from the Captivate podcast website that we automatically generate for you if you choose to turn it on. It means you can have a nice banner at the top without our text that you type in being present. That's called the hero text. You can now just have no hero text, which is perfect. We've also made it more obvious that you've submitted your podcast and been accepted to Apple Podcasts. Now, all you need to do for this is go to your marketing section, pop the URL from Apple Podcasts into the marketing section, which is also going to populate a lot of other places throughout the platform and help your subscribers to find you. But it's also going to make sure that then the distribution section shows that you have submitted and been accepted to Apple Podcasts. So it just makes your life a little bit easier. We've also made it clear that Google Play is different to Google Podcasts because Google were a little bit awkward about that. So we've popped that in the distribution section as well. And a couple of other little bits, or just one more little bit really, is that we started adding breadcrumb trails throughout the platform because we're now starting to get to the point where there are subsections to sections. So as an example of that, you go to My Account, you go and edit your billing details, you'll now see some breadcrumbs at the top of the page. We're going to be starting to roll that out throughout the platform as we get into the second and third tier pages with any subset of Captivate. So it's just a nice little thing. We've got to be mindful of where we came from. That's what my mum always tells me. And we've also updated, of course, all of the relevant help articles within the help platform to just make sure that everything's very, very clear on that front. So that was today, 24th of September 2019, but we are going to be putting a surprise update out on the 27th of September. Now, this one is a biggie. We are delighted to share that all Captivate podcasters can now enjoy complete pass-through data from Spotify's analytics system. Spotify will now show up within your analytics dashboard as a place within which people listen. That is pretty big news because before you used to have to log into the Spotify analytics portal. You had to go off-site to do that, and not every podcast host has this data. We're very fortunate to work with Spotify directly on this pass-through, which means that this is instant data from Spotify. Instant data. If you're listening now and your host doesn't have this, it's a huge deal, all right? Ask your host if they do have this. But not only that, we've released a huge upgrade to the listening platform data that we give you as a podcaster in your analytics section. You can now see the listening platform, the device, and the operating system that listeners use to consume your podcast. Data includes the listening app, such as Apple Podcasts, Overcast, or Spotify, for example, the operating system, iOS, Android, Mac, listening device, mobile app, mobile browser, desktop browser, a smart home speaker, and a smartwatch, for example. So we're giving you some serious data. Also, we now track players through your embedded podcast player separately, so we can see whether people have listened on your website, maybe from somewhere else that you've embedded the player, from your Captivate inbuilt website, and from Twitter. This is a free upgrade that has been rolled out to Captivate podcasters already. So please go and check it out. We're going to be releasing this publicly on Friday. So this is episode one of Captivate Insider. I'm going to be tuning in every single week and dropping in to give you all the insights, all the release notes. Kieran's going to be joining me sometimes. Kieran's going to be taking the reins sometimes, and perhaps we'll even have guests on as well. But this has been Captivate Insider. If you aren't a Captivate member, if you're not podcasting with us, go and check it out for 7 days at captivate.fm. And as you, the podcaster that is podcasting with Captivate, thank you so much. We love you dearly. Thank you for the support and keep on talking.